Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. Today we are going to take a look at what I like to call spiritual anthrax. Much press has been given in recent days to this very dangerous component known as anthrax. It's a poisonous substance that's easily concealed, spreads easily, and contaminates easily without being recognized. If not dealt with, anthrax produces severe illness and eventually death. Spiritual anthrax in the church is much the same way. It's not easily detected. It spreads quite easily, contaminates many, and brings sickness to the church and death if not dealt with. The Apostle Paul warned against specific conditions or spirits that would poison the church and bring death. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 20, Paul was writing to the Corinthian church, and he was concerned about them. And he said, "I fear when I come, I shall not find you such as I wish, that I shall not be found by you such as you do not wish, lest there be contentions and jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, backbitings, whisperings, conceits, tumults." This list that Paul gives us contains many specific conditions, or you could even call them spirits, that would enter a church, cause contamination, bring about spiritual sickness and death if they were not dealt with, repented of, and driven out. We will talk this week about several of these specific conditions, these specific spirits that try to enter the church today and bring death to a church from the inside out. Today we will deal specifically with the spirit of gossip. In 2 Corinthians 12:20, in the New King James, it's translated whisperings. Other translations use the word gossip or slander. Throughout the Word of God, we find warnings from the Old Testament through the New about this issue of gossip or slander. In Titus chapter 2, the apostle writes about specific spiritual attributes that needed to be evident in church leaders and in church leaders' wives. And one of them had to do with not having a spirit of slander, or another translation says, not being a malicious gossip. It's very important that leaders in the church, as well as church members, do not allow a spirit of gossip, malicious gossip, or slander to be a part of their lives. The word slander here is defined this way by W.E. Vines. It refers to those who are given to finding fault with the demeanor and conduct of others and spreading their innuendos and criticisms in the church. Let me read that to you again. A gossip, a slanderer in the church can be defined this way: those who are given to finding fault with the demeanor and conduct of others and spreading their innuendos and criticisms in the church. James chapter 4, verse 11 warns us, "Do not speak against one another, brethren." Do not speak against one another, brethren. Titus 3:2 says, "Speak evil of no man." From the Greek, this meant to speak against, to backbite, to rail at, or to slander. Don't speak against, don't backbite others. Don't rail against someone to another person's hearing. Don't slander someone else. A person who gossips or slanders isn't talking directly to the person with whom they have the issue. they turn and speak evil about another person to a third party. They give their impressions. They will explain what they sense about the negative characteristics of another person. There is no justification that you will ever find in the Word of God for that kind of behavior among Christian people. It's the carnal man that will slander, criticize, condemn, gossip about other people, whether it's their boss at work, their relative, or their neighbor. And this can be expected by a person who does not have the Spirit of God residing inside of them. So the person who's not born again, it can only be expected that they will live and act and conduct themselves in a non-Christ-like manner. But for a believer, one who's truly a born-again Christian, there is no place in our lives for conducting ourselves along that line of gossip. 1 Peter 3:10 tells us, "Let him who desires to love life and to see good days refrain his tongue from evil." In God's eyes, gossip, repeating negative information about other people, is evil, even if you think that that information is true. God will deal with sin. We are not to be the Holy Spirit to other people. God says in His Word that the sins of men will be revealed. God will take care of things. It is our job as believers to love one another, and love believes the best. We are to believe the best about others, and if you discern some weakness, we are to pray and intercede for that person till that weak area is built up in them. We're not to repeat the faults of others. We're not to report what we perceive as some negative area about someone else's lives. We're to go to prayer for people. We're to have a heart of love for others. Love covers a multitude of sins. It doesn't mean it denies that there is sin. It means that it covers with love, and love will constrain you to pray for one another when you see an area of difficulty that a person is having. Proverbs 20, verse 19 says, "He who goes about as a slanderer reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with a gossip." Ephesians 4:31 warns us, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away." So the temptation to spread criticism in the church, which is slander about other people, about the pastor, about some church leader, is to be put away from us, according to Ephesians 4:31. Proverbs 17:28 tells us, "A whisperer," or other translations say, "a gossip," separates even the closest of friends. Charles Simeon wrote what I consider one of the best guidelines for dealing with this issue of gossip in your own personal life. He wrote it this way: "The longer I live, the more I feel the importance of adhering to the rules which I laid down for myself in relation to the matter of gossip. First, to hear as little as possible what is to the prejudice of others. Secondly, to believe nothing of the kind till I am absolutely forced to do it. Thirdly, never to drink in the spirit of one who circulates an ill report. Fourth, always to moderate as far as I can the unkindness which is expressed toward others. Fifth, always to believe that if the other side were heard, a very different account would be given of the matter." These are excellent rules to live by with regard to this matter of gossip. Satan wants to sow the seed and the spirit of gossip into the church today because he knows that gossip, this evil speaking, this finding fault with the demeanor and conduct of others and spreading it inside the church, will result in strife and contention and divisions and suspicions against leaders and against other people. It will divide families. It will split churches. That's Satan's goal, to bring division and contention into the body of Christ. And if he is able to do that using the mouths of Christian people, he won't have to attack from the outside because that church will implode from the inside. Be one who is vigilant to guard against falling into this sin of gossip, and guard against that spirit being allowed to run rampant in your church. Gossip is the spreading of negative reports, information, or impressions about others, whether true or even suspected to be true, and then repeating it over and over to others and never going to the person directly. God wants to rid the church of this spiritual anthrax because it is a poison and it will bring death to a church. Repent if you have been involved in such a thing. Ask God to forgive you, and then ask for His grace to help you to never speak evil of another brother or sister in the body of Christ or a leader, and then begin to pray diligently that the body will be built up in love, because this is the call of God on our lives. That's all the time we have for today. Join me tomorrow as we look at other aspects of spiritual anthrax in the church. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.